Life support is nominal. The oxygen danger indicator level is yellow. Please remember that this is a non-smoking pirate ship.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to GameIndustry.com's The Gin Lounge. I'm John Breeden, your chief lounge lizard, and your host for this episode of the show. Joining me today is Michael Blaker, who went undercover as a girl to find out what life was like for a female gamer.
Hi, everyone.
And hey, absolutely. Hi, Michael. Thanks for joining us today. Fascinating thing that you did, and so you've been undercover as a female gamer for the last 2 months, and I didn't even know about it. So he went deep undercover. He didn't even tell his sergeant what he was doing.
I haven't actually really told anyone I was doing it. Partly because if you tell someone a secret, it's more likely to get out. But and second, just because I know some of my people who I play with in my free company, which is like a guild in Final Fantasy, read my stuff, and I didn't want them blurting out to the server that I was doing this, because they might do that just to screw with me. So I haven't really told anyone what I was doing, but at the same time, I still wanted to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you came out, if you will, on your Video Game Tuesday on April 20th version. So it's online. I'll include a link to the editorial where you talked about your experiences in the write-up for this game. So if you're listening to this show at GameIndustry.com, then there'll be a link to the editorial that Michael did talking about this. So you went undercover in A Realm Reborn, Final Fantasy 14. That was the game that you were playing, right?
Because it's the current MMO that I'm playing. I don't have to rely on voice chat, which would obviously give me away very quickly.
You don't sound very female on your
So I was able, because I was able to play on the PS4, I was able to make excuses, reasonable and realistic excuses as to why I don't have, voice chat or whatever like that. For any other MMO, voice chat is pretty much mandatory. But because this game is on three separate platforms, the PlayStation 3, the PlayStation 4, and the PC, I was able to get away with not doing voice chat.
Makes sense. So you've been playing. I know you've been playing The Realm Reborn for a while, because because you're my friend on the PlayStation Network. So at night at like 2 a.m. when I'm jumping on for a quick game or something, I look and I see which one of my friends are playing, and you're always playing A Realm Reborn. I mean, late into the evening. So you've been playing for a while. So I assume you had a traditional male character for a while that you
actually
been playing.
I tend to play as females just because I'm a guy. I don't want to stare at a guy's butt while I'm playing this through 500 hours, 600 hours. I just don't want to do that.
I do the same thing. Almost all of my characters are female, but you do it in a way that, you don't come off as a girl. You just happen to have a female avatar, which is, I assume, very common.
Yeah. And I mean, a bunch of my FC mates, my guild mates do the same thing. But for this character, I actually, cause I had been I've been toying with this idea for years. Starting back in 2005 when I started playing World of Warcraft, to see if I could convince an entire server, or most of the server, that I was a female, and what would happen if that I could do that. And in World of Warcraft, it ended up being that you couldn't really do that, because your voice chat was such an expected role in the game. Mm-hmm. And so, but with this, I was able to do it. And so I made myself look reasonable. I was more realistic. I didn't have like giant freaking breasts or anything like that. I wouldn't normally go for that anyways, but I made myself look reasonable. I wasn't outlandish. I wasn't like super tall, super short or anything like that. I was just average. Mm-hmm. And then because I was able to talk just through text, I just used my experience reading so many different novels, games, whatever, to just sound more female than I came off across. Now it's a lot harder than it would you'd think. And even then, I had to role play as a very tomboyish girl, because sometimes I just get the better of me, or I'd have to say something in a very curt manner that was not very female sounding at all, or was very tomboyish sounding.
Yeah, I know there are people, you know, and obviously these days everybody pretty much knows that, you know, the avatar you see on the screen doesn't necessarily equate to the person, you know, on the other side. I mean, you know, it's not even a catfishing situation. It's more like you just know that, you know, like, and especially with a lot of guys playing with female avatars, you just assume that. You know, I mean, I don't assume anything when I see somebody in the game, you know, who or what they are on the other
right.
side. So, I mean, I can imagine, but there are people that say that, you know, guys trying to play girls do it in a certain way, and it's apparently very easy to figure that out if you really want to.
And it helps that I went to art school, because there's just something about us guys, we don't see colors in the same way. And so I was able to take my knowledge from art school and like color theory and apply it to that, in that I'd keep a certain fashion. I'd have things like match the color of my, character's eyes or something like that. And so you could tell there's usually guys who play as girls and their characters look artistically and, aesthetically off. And I tried to avoid that with my character.
That's pretty cool. No, I saw a picture. There was a picture that you put of Syl, which is the character that you used, and we're gonna probably use that as the photo for the lounge episode as well. And she looks, you know, she looks like a fairly normal, you know, character. I mean, and her dress and everything is matched.
Yeah.
So yeah, I look at that and I think that a girl created that. So that was a good thing. But let's get into why you did it. So what? What was your motivation? I mean, you say you've been wanting to do it for a while. Why did you think you wanted to do it, and what did you want to try to find out?
I wanted to try and find out if I could. Well, first off, I wanted to see if I could convince people to do it, just because I'm sort of mischievous that way. But and then afterwards, I wanted to see how long I could continue doing it. The goal was for 2 months, and to do it and see how they would treat me. And, you know, people, I hear, you know, things like, oh, if you have to get a girl, you'll get people to give you free stuff and stuff like that. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. I got one item for free that was, you know, a fairly expensive item. I probably would have gotten it anyways, even if I wasn't acting like a girl, just because the guy is a nice guy and, you know, we're friendly with each other. And so other than that, I was treated like any other person. But when I was treated as a female and I came out that way, sometimes I got treated very poorly. And I was subjected to constant flirtation from other guys, which was both humorous, but more disturbing than humorous, to be honest. And it was just, I just wanted to take a mile in someone else's shoes. Wanted to see what it's like for a female gamer to game with a bunch of what's been a male-dominated sphere, essentially.
Well, sure. Well, when you were playing the game as a male character, you know, just hanging out with the guys and stuff like that. I mean, did you run across, you know, supposedly female characters and see any of that? I mean, it's interesting to see it from the other side, but you play the game so much, I'd be were you surprised? I mean, did you never run into
I
that?
I actually didn't run into that. It is fairly obvious when some guy is playing as a female character. It's more than just artistic value. It's the what they type or what they say.
Oh, no. What I meant was when you were playing as a guy character and you did you ever see an actual female character, an actual woman in the game. And did you ever see any negative reactions towards them, you know, as you're walking around the world and so forth?
It's kept to private chat, so it's very hard to see it. There's, of course, the assholes in random dungeons or whatever you have in the game who just chew each other out because you're doing something wrong or you're doing something the way they don't like it. And so there's that, and I'm not really talking about that. But for the most part, I've seen real females. I actually had someone help me with the keeping the role going for the last month, because it got kind of hard. And it, yes, there are females playing the game, and I haven't actually seen it, but I talked to my friend, who I'm keeping nameless because she doesn't want to be named. She's gotten the same treatment before that I got over these last 2 months. And it was, you know, it was a bit of eye opening to experience what they must experience every day, 24/7 playing the game. And it's just, it's disheartening and enlightening at the same time.
Well, let's say, so you're playing the game as Syl, and are you, when you're playing as Syl, obviously there's certain things that you're doing to try to make yourself believe, so people would believe that you're a female, but are you essentially just playing the game like you would normally?
Yeah,
I mean, you're just going on quests, you're not standing around in a tavern.
I actually stay away from the cities because the, real money, trading, spam, what have you in the game is pretty atrocious in the cities. So I don't stay in them. There's like private housing in the game, player housing. And so I stay around that for the most part, if I'm not out in the world doing something.
So, I mean,
I play pretty much like normal, except for when I interact with other people.
Right, right. And then, when did the negative stuff, which I assume were guys, how did that come about? Did they request a private channel?
Some of it was private in the sense that nobody else was around. And so they couldn't, you know, it's proximity chat, for some things. And so, it was pretty much immediate for some people. I was treated poorly almost immediately. And of those times, it was the worst were the three people telling me to go commit suicide, which I ignored. Obviously.
Well, I mean, how did that come about?
Just because I was
up to you and
because I'm not a very compassionate person in games. I don't like people who are stupid and do stuff wrong. So when I try and give them advice and they react rude to me, and so I'd continue along with that. And so I'd say like, oh, would you treat your mother this way? And so, you know, and I'd come along. It's like, you're not a girl. I was like, well, yes, I am, but you know, I'm obviously not. But, and so, and then I'd get, you know, go to hell, bleep or whatever. That's how it happened pretty much for most of it. And then there was the romantic advances from people I play with, which is amusing and disturbing. And that's constant. That's just whenever I'm around town or I'm chatting in one of my it's essentially a chat channel. That's a server-wide thing. You can chat from anywhere. It's called a link shell. Whenever I'm chatting in one of those, I sometimes get flirted at and, you know, hit on all the time. It's a little distracting. Sometimes I've had to ignore a few people who do that.
So how does that work?
It's like, oh, hey, what's up with you, girl? You want to go out to dinner? And it's like, God, no. I don't even know where you live. it's just constant. It's bombarded. You know, it just happens. It's not like I.
So you're just there doing your thing, regular thing, and then people are asking you out to dinner and stuff, even though they might be in Spain.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're like, okay, weird.
Yeah, it's a weird experience for me as a guy to experience this, and
I assume when you're playing as a guy, you know, you people don't come up to you and say, hey, would you like to have dinner with me?
Yeah, no, they don't. But I tend to stay in character, so to speak, pretty much all the time, unless I'm chatting with my guildmates, who are a bunch of people who I played Destiny and other games with through PlayStation. So they know I'm a guy. Everyone else, though, I tend to keep them thinking I'm a girl for the most part, even during random dungeons and whatnot. Because sometimes get matched up with same people on the same server. So, I kind of have to keep the charade going all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Makes sense. Now, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about female gamers not, you know, being accepted, and we heard this, you know, back when Kelly Adams used to do a show, her and Todd used to do the Gamer Geeks show, and that was one of the things that she was always talking about. You know, she's obviously is a girl, and she would go and play, especially some of the Xbox at the time 360 games online. You know, and you know, guys would just like totally like berate her and things like that, and just kind of treat her like a second class citizen or whatever, just because she was a girl. And it sounds like your experience wasn't quite to that level.
It was fairly close. The only way it could have gotten to that level is if I had been doing voice chat, which I can't do. I don't have the money to do a voice modulator.
Right. So let's say a girl starts playing Final Fantasy then, you know, and makes her icon to be like a girl. I mean, would you say that she's going into a not very welcoming environment?
Of all the MMOs I've played, and I've only played a few, mm-hmm. but I've played them for a very long time. Final Fantasy is very welcoming. It's not as a toxic community as something like League of Legends, which is an incredibly toxic community. You hear about that all the time in an industry. It's fairly good. There's going to be creeps and assholes wherever you go. That's life. But for the most part, it's actually a really good community. You know, so I wouldn't say they're going into like, you know, the lion's den per se. but they will be, you know, hit on all the time, probably.
Huh. Well, let me ask you this, because there's been a lot of debate. Obviously, you know, that with female gamers and players, where that, you know, the people that say that there are people that think that. I don't know exactly how to crouch the argument. There are people that basically don't want women in gaming,
right.
I think. And there are people that say that it's not an issue, that, you know, if they play, they're just going to be treated like everybody else or whatever, and it's not that big a deal. I mean, what were your thoughts on that before doing this and after?
To those two arguments, I didn't really believe it, because I've got female gamer friends, and they told me about the experiences. But, you know, after doing it, it became even more obvious that those two arguments are completely wrong. You know, there are people who don't want females to be gamers, and I think that's just bullshit. Sorry if you have to bleep that out. And I think that they are treated differently. It's very obvious. You know, I was treated... I was brought into conferences from other female players pretty easily, and I apologized in the article that I wrote for, you know, lying to them. And so I felt that was the hardest part, was to lie to people who were genuinely accepting of me instead of, you know.
So these females would bring you into a conference and what, like, tell you, hey,
just girl
you
talk.
Know.
It was incredibly hard, and so at that point, that was when I had to recruit someone to help me do stuff. And because I'm playing on a PS4 and using a controller, I have an excuse for typing very slowly. In reality, I'm asking, what should I say?
Well, when you say girl talk,
I mean, it's like, you know, these guys around us, they treat us like crap, or it's more like, oh, what are you doing with your boyfriend this weekend? Or it, you know.
Okay. Well, as far as the game related talk, so the girls would bring you into like a conference and they would say, hey, you know, are you having a rough time?
No, not like that. It's just their confidence. They treat me as a very close personal friend, not like a conference, I should say.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Which is a nice to have, but I feel bad about lying to them. And you know, it's just it's just different. It's a different. I mean, to be honest, if you really want to experience what I did, you have to do something very similar to what I did. You have to role play as a female gamer, as a male. It's you can't really describe. Describe it very well sometimes. It's just hard to do that. It's just, you just get treated differently, and it's sad to see that. As a male gamer who thinks everything should be equal to everyone, I think that treating women poorly, or harassing them, or, you know, giving them death threats is absolutely unacceptable. And yet, it's the common state of the world. So.
And the reason that you, so, I mean, obviously, like, you were talking about the three people that told you to commit suicide or whatever. You think that interaction, and you were giving them advice or whatever, and then they told you that, you know, because you were a girl, you should kill yourself or whatever. You playing that game before as a male, you know, your regular character that you play, Had you gone through similar situations and gotten different outcomes? Like, had you given advice to people and not been told to go kill yourself?
I've been told to, you know, go, you know, piss off or something like that. As a guy, and I think there's a misunderstanding. The character Syl that I play as is actually the main character I play as. It's my normal character.
Okay.
Just because in this game you can do everything with one character. I'm not going to do multiple things multiple times. Mm-hmm. It's too much of a hassle. There's already enough grind in this game. and I mean that. There's a lot. But that's another story. So, you know, I got that in other games for the most part, you know, in like World of Warcraft or Destiny or what have you. You know, giving people advice. People are stubborn. And they like to do things their own way. So, you know, if they don't like it, they're going to tell you so. And sometimes it's very, very rude, in very rude and crude ways. But no, I've never received death threats or being told to commit suicide three times. Something like that as a guy before.
Interesting. That would, and I know you play that game. I know you play a lot, so... That would seem to be a fairly good statistic, which would say that the reason that happened was maybe they were emboldened by the fact that you were a girl character, so they were actually treating you differently.
Yeah, it was.
And worse.
Yeah, it was definitely, I was treated worse as a gamer. It's fairly obvious once, you know, looking back on it. People treat each other differently based on what they see, and it's you know, if they perceive that you're not one of them, they may treat you like crap. And being
a girl,
you're not one of them.
Which
I think is crap. Yeah. I think it's BS in itself. I think it's you know, everyone should be able to play games because they're fun.
Yeah, and that was really not what you were expecting to find when you went into it.
I was expecting to be treated a little bit more humanely. I wasn't expecting to be treated so poorly, but I should have expected it because of, you know, talking to my female gamer friends. I should have expected such a thing. I kind of wanted to hope that maybe people were above that, and it really was just a bunch of, you know, a little bit over-exaggerated. It wasn't, unfortunately.
Huh. Wow, that's interesting to hear, because, you know, we hear the arguments, but like you say, until you've actually done it, until you've actually, you know, walked through the shoes of the people that are on the receiving end of a lot of this, you don't really know. You know, I hear people saying, oh, female gamers, they're treated exactly the same,
right,
or whatever, or you know, they're basically that the arguments are, you know, complete BS, that girls are fine. And, you know, and I don't really know. I mean, it would seem like you would believe it, that you would believe what the girls are saying,
yeah,
you know, that they're not being treated well. But at the same time, you know, I don't see it. Like I say, I've played Lord of the Rings online for many years, and I really never saw anybody like that, you know. I mean, I didn't really look for it, but I didn't really see anybody, you know, getting rocks thrown at them because they were a girl in the town square or something,
right,
you know. But apparently it does happen.
Yeah, and it's not in a public way. It's very much through private channels or something like that. And so, you know, it's just – it's different. And, you know, some people are better at, you you know, concealing their tracks and being circumspect about it, but they're still being assholes. It doesn't really matter at the in the end. You know, and so I just it was eye opening.
Well, let me ask you this then, as a kind of wrap up type question. How are your attitudes different from before you did your experiment and after? I mean, what you learned on the experiment, you know, how did it change your mindset? And are you personally going to do or act any differently, you know, when you're just regularly playing moving forward based on what you found here?
I'm going to try and treat everyone, not just females, but try and treat everyone a little bit better. Because I said it in the article, I'm not the most compassionate people. I don't tend to treat stupidity very well. I get angry at that. You know, when you do something, you come into a role that, you know, is essential and you don't know what the hell you're doing, you should have read up on that or something like that. So I'm going to try and treat people a little bit better. And, you know, I won't stand, if I see abuse around for anyone, I won't stand for it. I'll speak up against it. Sometimes I would ignore it, and sometimes I would take his, you know, say, what the hell, go to hell, stop bullying him or whatever. I will not just ignore it from now on.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool. So, so I guess in a sense, this experiment kind of made you a better person and a better player.
Yeah. I hope that's what it will do. And I hope that it just makes people think. And that was the real goal, coming into writing that article, was to make people think and judge for themselves rather than listen to what other people say.
Right. Well, I just want to say congratulations, Michael. I think what you did was very brave and very, very brave, very clever. And you know, for me, personally, you really were an eye opener because, like I say, I mean, obviously I'm in the editor of a gaming publication. I hear people say stuff like that all the time, you know, that females aren't treated that well and everything. But, you know, this is what I would consider like proof or evidence that it does actually happen, that it is a problem. I mean, here's somebody who, you know, you're not a female, so you in a sense, you're not. You don't have any bias towards one side of the argument or another. You just wanted to go in and see if this was really happening. And unfortunately you found out that it was.
It is. It's not was. It still happens. It happens every day. And yeah, it's a problem.
Well, definitely. I will endeavor to, you know, be more aware when I'm playing MMOs as well. And if I see that type of abuse, I'll try to stand up for people too. Like I say, I was kind of blind to the issue.
Yeah. I think that's the main issue. I think it's a very vocal minority who is, the rude ones. For the most part, people were great to me. They treated me, you know, absolutely wonderfully. But
they basically said, "Oh, you know, you're the priest or you're the DPS guy or whatever," and you just played.
Yeah, I played normally, and you know, it's a good group or whatever. You know, thanks for the party, you know, whatever. And it was normal. And for the most part, there are very, very vocal minorities out there who are absolute assholes to everyone, especially females.
That's probably like life as well. I'm guessing that those guys that were doing that type of thing, they're probably not the nicest people in real life either.
Probably not.
So, all right. Well, Michael, thank you for joining me today in the lounge. This has been a real eye opener, and congratulations again on the great experiment that you did. So now, are you going to continue playing Syl, but you're going to be yourself from now on?
Actually, I've been considering that. I, you know, if people ask me about it and say, "Oh, hey, I heard this podcast or I read that article," I'll come up front with them. But I think I'm going to try and keep the act going and see how long I can do it, just as, you know, another little experiment, see how long I can keep the act going. And, you know, if I do come out to people or if I do it, you know, I might write another article about it. But for the most part, I think I'm just going to try and see how long I can keep going and continue gathering evidence or proof or what have you. Just keep it up. Because I think it's a good, for me, I think, to be reminded of what happens to others on a more regular basis is a good eye-opener to make you a better person and a better player overall.
Right. No, good job. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. Obviously, people, if our listeners out there, if you have some opinions, you can write in the comment section right at the bottom. We're also on Facebook. We're on Google Plus. We also have a new YouTube channel, which we're putting a lot of Let's Plays and things up there. So feel free to comment on any of those different mediums. Michael, thank you for joining me today.
No problem.
And we'll see you all next time right here at the Gin Lounge. Until then, everybody, if you got something to take away from all this, male, female, whatever, just, when you're playing games, try to be nice to each other. Be good to one another.
Golden rule, people.
A golden rule works online, and it works here in the real world as well. All right, take care, everyone. We'll see you next week right here at GameIndustry.com's The Gin Lounge. We'll be right back.